Right. So this is what I'm realizing is that much of the content on the website has never ever been updated, and we are doing an excellent job with communicating and working with the various ontology groups and annotation groups, and making lots of presentations. But the landing page for the Plantium is not very attractive and doesn't communicate well what we are trying to achieve, and how to engage the users. And that's, I think, not everybody is very ontology centric. So we need to work on updating this landing page with some attractive user engagement options. And so I'm looking for your feedback on how to do it, and feel free to take over.
I would say just looking at it right now, one thing would be, I think a lot of people do use our search, but I think we can maybe make that smaller and put more stuff on there.
So that's true, but let's say, Justin, do you want to show your Joomla?
Sure.
Else, Justin, please. But he's just released a new version on the for the Plant React home. See how it looks like, and how the new Grameen version looks like.
Let me pull that up.
And you can share your screen, I guess.
Yeah. Just looking for the screen sharing. There we go. So keep in mind that this is principally or initially designed by the folks at the Reactome project, the human Reactome project, and I just adapted it for our purposes. So while I've had a hand in it, I cannot claim to have built this from scratch, just to be clear. But for purposes of this discussion, this is a good example of a responsive website with lots of graphical components that grab your attention through the use of layout, color, and for highlighting your points of principal engagement, whatever they may be on your project. So in the case of the Plant Reactome, for example, the principal things we want to hit are, well, a search bar, not unlike you, because people are going to bring whatever they're interested in and want to see if it's involved. But then giant icons with some eye-catching design for what your main thing is, whether it be the, in my case, pathway browser, data analysis, or the equivalents for Plantium. Beyond that, some whiz-bang backgrounds are nice. Just things to, you know, available for people to look at. And then additional iconography is always good. Something else to consider, which is not content related so much, but whether or not your site is responsive for use on tablets and mobile. So as I make this narrow, is that visible to you guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really a big, that's really an important thing nowadays, yeah.
Yeah, so it looks good on all devices.
How do you feel about Joomla versus Drupal now? I haven't used Joomla yet, so I'm not.
Oh, sure.
What's the word, Joomla?
Sorry, Lowell, what?
What's the name of the platform, Joomla?
Joomla, Joomla. I would say I prefer it to Drupal. It has a similar number of configuration options and a lot of external module development for it, but there are fewer steps to completion of tasks, and it's a little easier to find where everything is and the administrative interface. They're similar. If I hop out to oops, typing too fast. So it's got, are you guys still seeing this admin panel?
Okay.
So, you know, it's got a top menu with all the configuration options you would expect. and then it delves into content components, et cetera. Anyway, I found it easy to move the database from platform to platform. Initially, it was a little difficult to crack how it was all organized, but it does the job. And
does it simplify the whole, node versus...
Oh, content types, for example?
Yeah. All the... I can't remember what Drupal calls them now.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, all the various different ways to identify content component pages. Simplify, I don't know if I'd go that far. It just seems like there are less clicks to completion, let me put it that way, when it comes to adding content.
Okay.
It's good for that. I would say stepping away from Joomla in particular, I guess a lot of it would depend for planning on how much content you feel like you need to administer. So we're talking about two things here. One is all the features you might or might not need in a CMS, and then also just a design issue, which is where Pankaj started. Hey, he wants to make the landing page engaging and have things on it. So leaving the Joomla platform out of it so much, I dove there because that's where my head has been recently. But just talking about design, as you looked at that Joomla homepage as an example, color, iconography, and large things to click on for access to that which you want to highlight. So as I look at the Planningum page, I think a good conversation would be to have is, what are your main offerings and how can you make those jump off of your homepage?
Yeah, I agree with that too. It's not very engaging right now. One of the things Justin and I talked about yesterday was apparently we're still using Drupal 6. And so...
Yeah, I think we need to at least update the Drupal if we don't move to Joomla or something else. But that's...
Yeah, Joomla has had one issue, which Justin and I realized yesterday, is that it doesn't function for some aspects of its function on the IE. It was not exactly the same way you would see it on Chrome and Firefox.
And Safari. And while that did come up yesterday, I think we need to give serious consideration to the user base. While it's important to reach all of our users, and I'm not at all diminishing what Pankaj is talking about, but IE and /Edge is a very small portion of the global user population.
I was going to say, if I remember right, we're like 50% Chrome, 30% Safari, and then Edge, other stuff.
Yeah, it's like Chrome's over 60%.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think overall, but yeah.
Depending on the measure. But the larger point is wherever your audience is and whatever browser you're using, you have to make sure you pick something that looks good for everybody. And solve those problems.
Lol, you may want to show the grameen.org front end, and we can browse some other websites too.
Marie said she can't see my screen. Can you guys see my screen? I thought I was sharing.
That's what I scan.
You can't see it, Murray?
I mean, it's just black.
Oh.
Really?
But I think it's just my, I updated my, now it's working. So, okay. Yeah. Good. Perfect.
Yeah, I think, Andrew write the whole thing. This is not upcoming from Drupal, right? He wrote it down separately.
Not Andrew. Well, Andrew, along with who is the redheaded guy that left the team a couple years ago? Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe and Andrew put this together.
Yeah, so obviously this is the front end, and then there is database and things like that behind the scenes. But at least it gives you, again, the iconic way of figuring out where you want to be in Grameen database.
Yeah, I like this, actually.
And then other things like documentation and other things have passed on in the what did you call it? Where is it? It's in the bottom side of the website. go back to the Grameen.
Yeah, I was just gonna.
It's sgn.cornell.edu.
Yeah. I wanted to show you this. I've always thought these guys had a really nice site. It's on ACA Genome Network. I like the way they have this pictures, different pictures on the front. It's very, there's a lot of stuff on here, but it's always been kind of engaging. I thought, I like those featured image shots that they have and different links to things. So one of the things Justin and I talked about was, I mean, this is before the whole Zoomla conversation came up, but yesterday we were talking about the fact that we were still in Drupal 6, and OSU is actively supporting Drupal 7 with lots of workshops and tutorials and things, which is really helpful for new users. And I think one of the things that's on Drupal 7 is they you can do this image carousel.
Yeah.
And so we talked about possibly setting up like a development site where we could play around with the, you know, port the information over to Drupal 7 and set it up where we could like work on it and play with it before we, you know, release it out to the world, which I like that idea.
Well, for sure. Prototyping would be good. And as far as picking platform, Drupal 7 to get the job done. The fact that it's aligned with the university is also helpful.
So I think that's a fundamental question.
Is SGN also using Drupal?
I don't know.
Like Drupal to me.
What do you guys think here about? Now, let me move my little, I don't know why my.
They probably have a thing on the bottom.
I've always thought these guys have a really sharp site.
Yeah, most likely it is a Drupal or some kind of a Drupal theme.
About. I think one of the problems on our site is that like the menu up here, and this is what I said from the very beginning, I always thought that menu should be on the left-hand side because we have a lot of like dead space here. And I think the links up here are kind of lost.
Agreed. What about a grid of icons on the left or just smack in the center? Like how prominent do you want those items to be?
I think I would love to have that kind of a thing.
Well, I think we still want to have our search kind of in the center. I think that's kind of the main thing, but we definitely have enough room here that we could, I mean, we have lots of space that we could do different stuff with.
For sure. So the Grameen one, as an example, they have a very large search bar at the, well, maybe not so large. They put their search bar at the top, thinking that's where the eye lands first and then the icons underneath. That's one way. Or what you're suggesting, Lal, where you keep the search bar center, like a Google search, but then have a prominent left-hand grid of all of the various tools and resources that are available via Plantium.
I do like this, and we could do something like this, but we wouldn't want to have as many, I don't think, because we have like 1, 2, 3, we have like 14, which is quite a few. But some of these could be, you know, like the Cyverse mirror could be somewhere else. And I mean, one thing about this Drupal that I actually have gotten to kind of like is how, you know, you can have all the publications listed.
Mm-hmm.
So does Zoomla have a tool?
No. I don't think Zoomla has that. I looked at it a long time back.
You mean a BibTeX integrated publication list or something like that? They might through a module. I think the platform is less important. They both provide a ton of tools. It's not that critical to figure out which one to pick at the moment. But what you were saying about
if we want to switch platforms completely, that's a big difference.
Sure. So
I mean, if we want to get on with getting this done, that's something we have to kind of decide.
Agreed.
We want to go ahead with Drupal 7, then.
What does Plantium do? What are the three or four things that you guys want to highlight to your audience? I say you guys. I'm on the project too. I know in a minority status, but what is it that we want to highlight?
Well, we want users to come here and search data and.
No, I think what we want to do on the very front page is a clear message about what are we trying to achieve in terms of standard vocabularies and descriptions and integration. That's one thing. And the second thing is, what kind of data do we hold on Plantio, in Plantio. And I think we need to have them an option to come and see and browse, although ontology browser link is there, but it doesn't tell what kind of ontologies do we have. So I think highlighting and giving them some kind of a very nice way to browse. So let's say if I can say over here, browse TO kind of thing. Can you see my annotations?
Yep.
You can say PO, right? And at some point you would also have here, let's say CO for potato kind of things, and then CO for, so because we have CO, but it's hidden somewhere, right? So you need to have some kind of an iconic way of saying, hey, we have the TO, but we also have mappings to trade ontology and things like that. And then you have the E, whatever these things. So this is one way of doing it kind of thing. Lead them to the ontology browsers. Obviously search box would be there, and that's not at all a problem. Yep. And
you know, we could use some graph, you know, pictures of the different crops as links to the COs would be nice. Kind of like what you had on the slide.
Yeah, right.
Rotating imagery is never bad.
I don't mean so much rotating imagery, but I'm talking about, like, you know, for cassava, we could have a cassava image.
All right.
We'll search the cassava traits or something.
Right, and then obviously you have this widget about Noctua, and then we haven't highlighted or popularized our gene enrichment tool, so we need some kind of an icon saying, hey, you can come and do your, it's not a gene enrichment, it's an ontology enrichment tool, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that name on the front page.
Yeah, it should be ontology enrichment, not gene enrichment. So we need to highlight these tools. Obviously, search and browse is one aspect, and then also getting them to the annotation. And I believe in a month's time, a month and a half, or by the time we're up to PAG, we should have the gene curation widget ready. And to open it up to the community. So I think having some more visible clues for the people to come and show them, that would be fantastic. And so, and then
well, this is just my view. Okay? There about the gene curation tool? Which one? This one?
He will tell you. Justin, what's the URL? curator.plantium.org.
I think it's just curate.plantium.org.
Curate, yeah. Curate.plantium.org.
What is this? I don't remember this.
You've seen it before. It just wasn't at this domain. It's the Sanmita.
Okay.
Yeah, and we need to bring this as our ontology tool.
You're both off?
Sorry? I
don't know how those got there. Now they're on top of everything.
Hey, a taxonomy tree widget is not working, Justin.
I think it's browser dependent. I should make a note of that, though.
Okay, so I think, and then obviously there is a lot of content on the very top in the nav bar. Not everything has to be there. It can be moved to the bottom, whatever you call it.
Yeah, I think I would put but I like this idea of kind of a graphical to guide people in.
What's
the status of these two tools? Are they?
They're active.
They're working?
They work. We need to popularize and engage. So these are some of the tools that we have for engaging the community and but we have not popularized it enough. So we need to be doing that and write a quick paper about, I know that I asked Botong to write it, but if he's not writing, Justin, you and Botong and Lol, if you can work on a short paper for a database journal, that would be fine too.
Okay, so on what? On these two? On this tool?
On this ontology enrichment analysis tool.
And this is Botong's? that created it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he started to write a paper. I don't know where. I think they got sidetracked by the NRE stuff.
Yeah.
But you were talking about Justin Elser there.
Yeah, me.
So can you push him a little bit on that side? So, but in any case, we should set it up on the Twitter and Facebook and things like that as soon as we want to highlight and start engaging the community on that. There's a lot of stuff that we do. And we have some interesting things.
Yeah, we need
Our presentations. Our YouTube channel is there, I believe. And our there is a GitHub repository. There is SVN. We have all the tools. We have all the necessary things to engage, but we're not doing enough to capture the users.
Well, you can just change that homepage and just make big entry points for your top items. I just tossed in the chat. Obviously, search. Then I tried to capture what you guys are talking about as your big items. And those next five are the ones that I am hearing about. Is there another one that belongs in the list as your most important things you're conveying to the community?
One thing that's not there yet is the glossary, but I'm working on that.
Okay.
We had it for the old PO site, but when we moved to the solar, it broke.
I know the one you're talking about. Is that a glossary of ontology terms?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but from a user functional standpoint, they're ontologies are what you're selling. There needs to probably be a single entry point for getting to that. And if it breaks down into a glossary versus tree view exploration below that, great. But on your homepage, it should just be, hey, we have these ontologies, you know, like what Pankaj illustrated, some sort of graphical access point to your ontologies, regardless of whether it involves a glossary or not. So.
Yeah, but the glossary kind of serves a different purpose.
Right. Is it as important as these other five? I'm trying to get you guys down to like what your big hits are so you can draw, create icons for them.
Right. So yeah, I mean, the whole idea is how to engage and communicate, because right now a lot of people are coming, but about 60% of the people are leaving within a minute, and you want them to be scored up and be available and be clicking and finding out some interesting things over here in general. And then Justin may be able to show you the partner pages that he created in Joomla, but something similar or better using...
Sure.
You can go to the plantreactome.grameen.org.
Here, I've got Grameen right here.
Yeah, click on that plantreactome.
And then under community.
You have community.
On the header bar.
Oh, up here, okay.
Partners. So everybody who's collaborating with us is listed and in what capacity. Okay, a little bit about their name, their project, their icon, and then how they are contributing or they are collaborating with us. Okay.
I like
that. So that's one way of highlighting. So I think some of the things, borrowing some of the features, clues, how to present, would highlight some more aspects of our work.
So outside of exploring ontologies, viewing your annotations, the Noctua tool, the ontology enrichment tool, and the new curation of genes, that entire sub-website, are there any other big items?
Partners.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Partners and our outreach. If we have presentations online or a YouTube channel or something like that.
Sure. So you need to make a decision between, in terms of the hierarchy of important things you want to show your users. In my opinion, so some like Grameen basically makes them all equal and has a double column list of 10, 12 things. all of which can be directly accessed. Mm-hmm. And then something like the Plant Reactome just on its landing page just has the three most important things and everything else is accessible via a header. They're both completely valid, but you might want to consider which way you want to go. Do you mm-hmm. want a bunch of equals and have a lot of icons on your homepage, or you want just it boiled down to your most important things and the other things are secondarily accessible off a header or a side nav?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, these are some of the good thoughts. So people should brainstorm on how we want to do it and come up with some good ideas. Mari, you are keeping silent, so please feel free to try.
No. Me, so I'm listening. And yeah, I really like the Plant Reactome where you have the three bigs and then the rest, you know? I mean, you really put like the...
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, so users know exactly what they... And they are not flooded by information. So I really like it, like the big icons and yeah. Something like that would be good.
Okay.
I think it's effective. I don't know if it's perfect for us, but...
Yeah, sure.
Nice. I mean, I definitely think it needs to be refreshed and cleaned up for sure. And, you know, having the Twitter feed on here is okay, but I don't know. I kind of think we would probably use the news blog post site. I think it'd be nice if that showed up because people don't want to come and find the news. They want to just see it.
Have a good day, man. Justin would be able to, I think, add a block for the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And be able to show those things. That's not a big deal kind of thing. I think.
And the colors really aren't very exciting. That we're using right now, I don't think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But you do have zombies. There is that.
Yeah, see, we have zombies.
Zombies are in the Plantium color.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to go whole hog on.
Yesterday that's going on the CGIAR community, communities of practice for their ontologies page.
Mm. So
they wanted something for Halloween.
Nice. Perfect.
Thanks for writing it.
Picture on the web. I had a hard time trying to, they wanted like a horror stories about ontology development. And I'm like, I don't know if I really
want. That doesn't even really sound like a great idea to be spreading around either.
Yeah, exactly. But so then I thought this was a better slant on it, you know. This is the data chasing you down.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
But you know, it'd be fun when you make, I mean, there's more incentive to make something like this if it actually shows up.
So, right. Yeah, good point. Well, and you can do, instead of just a text feed of tweets, you know, or if Twitter has a bunch of graphics associated with it, if each of your tweets includes an image, it becomes more graphical. You can make a little more space for it.
Yeah, I tried doing it. I don't think it's this Twitter feed block is allowing it, but I see that on the Plant Reactor one, it is allowing the graphics to show up.
Where is that?
On the right-hand side. Go back up a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Where it says tweets. Right. A little lower.
Right hand side.
No. Oh, it's in that box in the dark area. Middle there.
The box in the, oh, here? No.
Under use Reactome graph database in your project.
The dark area with the leafy back.
Below the documentation section.
Oh, yeah, here's the tweets, yeah.
So there's an embedded widget. Right. And if you, in this particular widget, if you post graphics with your tweets, then they appear.
Yeah, I tried doing it. I wasn't very successful. And I was trying to do it for the ICBO. It didn't work. And probably it's the same issue with the, I think it's a setting issue.
Okay. These diagrams, or all these icons, by the way, are in this particular site design are available via an open source iconography group. So that might be something that's available to Plantium if you wanted to use a standardized neutral design set.
I was going to say, one thing I'm not good at is doing the graphic design stuff. So if we have to design new logos for everything, it's going to be tricky.
We have pretty simple boxes.
Like, Ontology's Pathway Browser is the same icon you would probably use. Analyze data would be your gene enrichment thing. So that's exactly the same.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Yes, I believe there might be enough icons. If not, then we will just create some.
Yeah.
I love doing design and color and all that. So if we need to create some, I'm happy to get in on that. Font Awesome is the name of the one that makes all of these.
Font Blossom?
Font Awesome. Here, I'll share. Let me paste the URL.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of those kind of things available.
So
what I think we need to do to move ahead on this is maybe I can work with Justin, and maybe Justin Priest can weigh in on our ideas, but we could maybe come up with some prototypes, some different things to show the group, and we could get some feedback on those. Like on this tool page, we don't even have links on this tool page to the tools that are listed on, well, there's Noctua, I guess, but that's the Plantium Noctua. Okay, good. But we don't have one to, you know, to this gene annotation.
Mm-hmm. That's not.
Just make two mock-ups. Like, do two versions of your homepage and slap things on it in different layouts.
So I would say go ahead and do a...
Organized a bit to make it a little bit more self-explanatory what you're supposed to do. Like, I think I would put the gene list at the top, the box for the gene list, and then have all these parameters below it.
I doubt it.
Because you get here and you're like, static method, what does that mean? I don't know. So, you know, which do I choose here? This is what I did when I came here. I'm like, well, I don't know which of these I should use. And then I'm like, okay. So I would put the gene list box at the top. It's like, list your genes here. It says, please input the interesting genes.
Yeah, that's because Botan wrote it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's my impression as a user coming to this. You know, if we want people to use this, we need to make it a little bit more, like, friendly.
Mm-hmm.
When you click on the manual, there's nothing there.
Yeah, I think we were originally supposed to go with, get it functional, and then we were going to pretty it up, and we got it functional, and then just kind of...
Okay, so, I mean, if we're going to promote this and show it on the website, we don't want to move, like, these dead links.
A minimum to get started with, and when using an example, at least show the steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you can always add on top of it, Justin. Okay.
That's how the example input gene IDs. You can just click that.
No, under the manual, in the manual.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Manual, which is empty right now. All you have to do is, are those input things clickable?
Which input?
On the manual page?
No. Oh, I don't know. No, they're just...
No. So I think we need to write those things. Even some basic steps. What we need, what are they looking for? On what are they selecting for?
Yeah, and we need a statement here, like what this is for. So people may not
realize. Okay.
So, So I think, you know, especially if you're talking about writing a paper on this, it's really not even functional yet. It doesn't look... Maybe.
So I just want to point out, like, we've headed off into a separate application design now. If we're talking about site, just need to be clear about which things we're trying to accomplish.
I would say front end for the Plantio. I would say extensively use the whiteboard as if now, not just straight away going on to the website and doing it. Do some scratch work on the paper. Sit down, have discussions, and come up with the options that are actually doable in Drupal, and then start mocking it up. Don't worry about where the manuals are there or not at this point of time. Let's have a good landing page, and while the other things are being perked up, while you are working on these things, you can tell Botong to, hey, you need to write down some help documents.
Yeah, we maybe need to, maybe Justin Elster and I need to sit down and meet with him and...
Yeah, that's a separate issue from the front end. Okay.
But I know, but you had mentioned that we should work on a paper about this. So
yeah, we should. Work in simultaneously, but whole priority is get this landing page ready for the plant and animal genome meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Justin and I need to work on getting the gene ontology annotations updated. It's been far due for a long time.
Okay.
Okay. And I would love to see some more annotation coming from CG, but I don't know where that is, or that's a topic for a separate call probably. I don't know how much time do we have, about 20 minutes. So if you guys want to do some scratching, crash work, I don't have to be that part of that, but I think sure. I give you some clues. So you can
continue. Yeah, and then we can meet again and look at them and kind of talk about them and see what people think about them.
Yeah, and you can use the annotate tool or something like that in or not add tool kind of things. In the Zoom, what is this? Zoom. In the Zoom, there is an annotate options. You just have a PowerPoint screen and just start scratching things on how you want to do it.
Yeah,
where certain things go.
You've also got a nice big whiteboard in your office there, Lal. Well, I guess.
Oh, just... do I? I didn't know that. Thanks.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
So, any other news or things that people want to talk about?
So while you are doing the front end, I would also say some of the documents which are on the top menu that say about. I know publications are routinely updated, news and blog items are coming in. Feel free to chime in and add more blog items, go up. About needs to be redefined and rewritten in a very clear way. I think it was written at the time when you were writing the project proposal. So we need to come up with that.
About page.
So about needs to be rewritten. Collaborations needs to be redone. I don't know what is internal.
That's the login, right? That's just where you log in.
Yeah, are there any new, I believe there are new guidelines floating around, but now almost every website is sending cookies, updates and data disclaimers. Or some disclaimers about the data policy.
Yeah, that was because of the GDPR passing in the EU.
Yeah, so we might have to start doing it.
I don't believe we use cookies, so I don't know if we have to, but I can look into that.
But in general, if somebody is submitting data on the this ontology enrichment tool or in their searches, then technically speaking, if we wanted, we can use it for improving our services and things. So we need to be very clear and transparent about what we want to do with that data.
Hey, folks, I need to go work with Sushma on a paper, but I'm happy to contribute to this. I don't want to, however, step on toes because I recognize that you guys are spending almost all your time on this project and I'm just a little bit in it. So I just received any of my advice from understanding I know I'm coming in from the outside, sort of. I'm not trying to step on toes.
No worries, your contribution is valuable.
Great.
All right, cool. I'll catch up with you guys later.
Sure. Okay.
So these are just my couple of my feelers. So I think while you're doing the scratch work on finding out what's the best to how best to show the front end, if you can improve the about and collaboration and licensing content and language, that would be fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, can we maybe make like instead of using a whiteboard in your office, since that's not really easy for me to do, can we do like a Google
that's what I was
presentation planning. Doc kind of thing or something?
Yeah, we can work together on
it. Use Google Slides or Doc or whatever.
Yeah, Slides. I couldn't remember what they called it.
What I was thinking of doing, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the whiteboard's fine if you're, but it's, I don't know if I can erase what's up there for one thing. It could be cleaned up.
You can point your laptop's camera towards that.
Of course, yeah. There's many ways to do that. But I think in terms of, you know, brainstorming, I think we can work in Google Slides or something and, There's other tools.
And I would say that routinely, let's continue having your discussion as often as you want. But if we can give a report every week, that would move things much faster.
Yeah, sure. So let's look at the collaboration.
And take a look, browse a couple of other project websites from outside people, mm-hmm. see or some of the themes that work better.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Some of the themes in Drupal may have problem because it may not be set up to do the bibliography. So that is an additional problem.
So yeah, I think if we wanted to look at Drupal 7, I think that's a good way to move ahead with it. One of the things is Drupal
7, or eight,
whatever you decide, Justin. I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care either way, Drupal 7 or 8. I think we need to move off 6.
Yeah.
Go to the latest one, whichever is 8.
Well, that's 8.
The nice thing about Drupal 7 is that it's really supported at OSU, and so I actually just signed up for a little tutorial thing. I think it's next week.
Well, so Drupal 8 is the latest, but Drupal 7 is what they call a long-term release. It's actually supported longer than 8 will be.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's probably why OSU is...
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was reading about yesterday. Drupal 9 is supposed to be the next long-term release, but that's not due out until 2020.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it is kind of important to decide if we're going to move ahead because I'd like to learn more about using it, and I don't want to waste my time...
Yeah, I don't think there's a big difference between 7 and 8.
And then
I think actually the themes and stuff. I think most of the themes and modules are interchangeable between 7 and 8. It's just 6 to 7 was a big jump.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, go ahead and have your own discussion so I can leave and move on. Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Murray, feel free to add, because I know that when you were here, you were working on some of the graphics using Circos and other things. So feel free if some of those tools can be integrated or some of the things that can be shown on the website in some interesting ways, okay?
Okay, sure.
Yep.
Yeah,
I might need help with you on Circos and other things on another project. I'll copy you on that later on, okay?
Okay.
It's mm-hmm. kind of nice on this. You can look at all these different themes that can scroll by.
And if you need my help, I can also come to Kovadis, you know. It's been a while. No, I'm kidding.
No, but you're busy going to Botswana.
Yeah, I'm going to Botswana, so.
Yeah. So I think this is a great idea. It's not very inspiring the way it is right now. So Justin, maybe we should do two things. Is maybe you and I should meet with Botong and see if we can tweak that tool page, because I don't want to send people there and have it
right.
Yeah, and then you know we can think about maybe working on a paper on that. That'd be great. I sort of tried playing around with it before and got kind of frustrated with it.
Yeah, we actually had someone who found it and then sent us a couple bug reports, and we fixed one of the bugs, but there's still one that as far as I know didn't get well. We fixed the bug that got sent to us. We found another one in trying to fix that. And as far as I know, that one's still not fixed, but.
So where is this sample set? Oh.
Yep. Just click that and it'll autofill. Oh, sorry. It doesn't autofill. You have to like copy and paste them. I don't know why it's set up that way. Maybe you couldn't figure out how to do it. You can just copy and paste a bunch of those and throw them in.
And then how do you make it go?
At the very bottom, there's a...
that's kind of a... And, like, I think we should change this so it doesn't say disambiguate.
Well, I know, but that's what it actually does, because it has problems the way that it stores the IDs internally versus...
Right, but I mean...
That people are going to ask for them.
It doesn't seem to be doing anything. I clicked that twice. Yeah, this definitely needs work. It's not working.
It's working last time I tried to, but okay, we can.
Something's not working here. These are Arabidopsis genes. So tell me exactly what does this do? This searches our database?
Yeah, so it searches the Amigo database and gets basically like the counts of how many different terms a gene is associated to.
Okay.
And then it'll give you some statistics on that, like how they're related to each other, and it gives you like p-values and stuff.
Okay.
I don't remember. It's been a while since I went over the what it means.
Nice. Okay, let's try with gene names and see if that works. But we need to do something about this box, because otherwise you have to go down all the way down the bottom here to find it.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned that before, but
and it doesn't seem to be working. It says yeah, so there's some issues there.
Oh, there's something wrong with the server. All right. Oh, I bet you I know what the problem is. I see the problem.
Holy cow. 2,700 themes. Oh, that Drupal 7 theme garden is not working. Even though it says it's now working. These are good icons. I like these. Maria, you guys have been recently working on updating your crop ontology website, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of in standby now.
Oh, it is? How come?
The guy is supposed to be working on more urgent matters and and I mean, there's some communication issues, let's say.
Yeah. Oh, Halloween icons, look at that.
Halloween will be over in a day, you know that.
I know. See, they don't even have plants listed here. They have animals.
Ah, and Laurel,
yes,
you can upgrade to like Moab. You know, like the OS system?
Oh, Moab?
Yeah, well, I don't know, Moab, or I don't know how you Mojave. Pronounce that. Mojave? Okay.
Yeah. You're happy with Mojave now?
No, I'm happy. You just have to install that this Xcode thing.
Oh, the Xtools?
Yeah, and that's it.
Oh, everything is working?
Everything is working now, yeah.
One thing I want to ask you, Marie, is... Should we try doing a soft release on Pico to see if that fixes those weird terms?
Or do yeah, that'd be good.
Wait for RO to update.
No, I think we can try and see at least.
Yeah. So maybe if we're done here, we should end the Zoom call and then we could try doing that.
Oh, you want to do it now?
We could do that. but we don't probably need to be on recording it on Zoom to do that. So Justin, why don't you and I plan to talk again? Let's touch base again tomorrow about this, and I'll set up some Google Slides pages.
Okay.
And sort of mock up some ideas, and then we could discuss them. And
okay.
And in the meantime, you can plan to meet with Botong. And I should probably get off the phone pretty quick here, though, because Noor's coming back in, and I told her we'd be done at 10, so. So I'm going to go ahead and end the call.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll just chat with Marie real quick on the side here. Okay, thanks, okay. Everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Stop sharing.